How do you kill a shark? You stab it through the heart. How do you kill a TV? You throw it through the window. How do you kill a TV shark? You can't, because we're fucking immortal. You're listening to TV Sharks.
Do you go to a slam poetry class? It seems like you do.
That's actually my minor. TV Sharks. My name is John.
I'm Jesse.
And today on TV Sharks, well, usually Amanda is here, but she cannot make it tonight, so Jesse was going to be a guest, but you're going to be like a full replacement.
I'm a co-host today.
Yay!
And this is crazy.
Tonight we're going to be talking about parents.
Mm.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
They're the craziest people.
Just the kookiest, wackiest.
Just like the crazy brainiest. Cuckoo bananas.
Gotta love them though. Gotta love them.
Gotta love them.
Can't live with them. Can't go to college without them.
Absolutely. So, I've noticed there's been a lot of new shows this year about families. NBC alone has 3 new shows about families. Welcome to the Family,
mm-hmm.
Sean Saves the World, The Michael J. Fox Show.
Which CBS, is great.
CBS has Dads. CBS. No. Fox has Dads. And, God, what else? CBS has Mom and The Millers, which is separate from the movie that came out earlier this year titled We're the Millers, which had Jason Statham and Jennifer Aniston.
Some legitimately good actors in it.
The Millers has Will Arnett, fresh off of the very successful show Up All Night.
Oh, man. I never watched Up All Night.
I watched it. It was a pretty good show. It wasn't bad. You know, it could have been really good.
I have stopped watching, like, anything made by CBS. And, like, I don't know.
And, well, actually, Up All Night was made by NBC.
Oh, well, okay, NBC I like, but...
I know. I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, Maya Rudolph had a really good character on it, but yeah. The second season was, like, less focused on the baby,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like was a bad news because... It was, like, a bad move because the show was about the baby.
Yeah.
It was about Will Arnett and Christina Applegate trying to raise the baby, but then, like, the second season was about Will Arnett starting up a company...
Those men, always, just, everything's always about them.
It was, I don't know, it got a little boring after that, and then they tried to do, like, a multi-cam version of the show.
Oh, man.
But that plan fell through when it was canceled.
NBC likes to play to its strengths.
I don't know.
Let's do a good-looking white guy. Looking at a camera. That'll be hilarious.
That's
NBC.
That's actually how they pitch Sean Saves the World.
Is that a prevalent theme in Sean Saves the World?
No, it was actually mostly about a gay single dad who has to balance work and family. What?
Oh, that's so...
What?
That's great. I wonder how he does it all.
spoiler alert, he does it poorly.
Oh.
He's got a new boss, played by Lieutenant Dangle from Reno 911.
Yeah.
And his mother is literally just Lucille Bluth.
Oh, man.
Like, he's not, like... mother is not just for Walter. But you can tell they're like, let's write in a Lucille Bluth character. Yeah. They've got a...
I'll have to watch it just for, like, shits and giggles.
Right. But the main shows we're going to talk about tonight are Fox's Dad's and CBS's Mom. So, let's get started. What show do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about Dad's, because I watched it first.
Dad's. So, same with me. All right. Dad's is a show about dads.
I wonder how we ever could have figured that out.
I have no idea. It was about halfway through, and I realized...
I think this show might be about dads.
Yeah, these dads are in this show a lot. I think they're important to the plot.
Might be good to know.
So, well, actually, like a more complicated version is it's about Eli and Warner, two successful guys in about like their 30s. They have the like a video game business. They make video games. And then they're like, oh, my dad's the worst. No, my dad's the worst too. I like being mean to him for no reason. And then the dads, they do stuff.
Just silly stuff.
Yep.
Like, have no pants and be racist, you know. Classic hilarious dad stuff.
You know how dads do.
Oh, Dad, your silly antics. Stop flogging people in the streets. That's inappropriate. Do you know the creator of this show?
Yes. The creators of the show are two main writers for Family Guy.
Oh, that makes so much sense. I was like, oh, I knew this show was a tiny bit misogynist, but I just couldn't put my finger on it.
Every single female character is written so poorly, I feel.
Yeah, and overly sexualized. Yay!
Let's see. They have Warner's wife, who is
Giovanni Ravici, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure, sorry.
Who nags her way through the entire episode, and then she's like, your dad is out of control. You need to tell him to stop doing stuff. And then there's...
I think that was her only line.
That was her only line. She just repeated it.
Yeah.
Like 50 times in a row. And then there's Eli's quote-unquote girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Who, the way they said it, it sounds like he goes through a lot of girlfriends.
So which like is hard to believe because he's played by Seth Green.
Who wouldn't want to go out with that redhead kid from Stephen King's It?
Scrumptious. Speaking of Stephen King's It, no, I'm joking. I'll wait to the end to plug.
Let's see. And also, Brenda Song.
Yes.
London Tipton.
America's sweetheart.
That girl that gave Andrew Garfield, I believe it was she who was the one that gave Andrew Garfield that blowjob in the social network. Yes,
absolutely, that was her. She also set fire to a silk scarf and almost burned down his apartment.
Arguably a smarter world choice than Dad's.
Yeah, definitely.
Her first line in the show is, at least your dads are American. My dad beat me with a math book until I was 16. That's how it began. That's how her character was introduced.
So great. It was both, you know, it was a lot of things. Mostly racist.
Mostly racist. And then they're like, you're going to be a big help because we're going to have a meeting with the Chinese investors. You're gonna be in an Asian schoolgirl costume,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know why it would help. I don't know why that would help.
I sincerely don't, because if you're in a business meeting, I for some reason don't think that a grown woman wearing a child's outfit would be helpful.
I know. There's gonna be another meeting. Like, oh, I see, this company has. Just like a schoolgirl that just stands there in meetings.
Also, I see you've exploited our culture. We'll definitely, you know, we'll definitely love that.
We're not offended, because in the dad's universe, all stereotypes are true.
Yeah, this seems that way, yes.
complete with a Hispanic maid played... by this one actress that was in this NBC show, Go On, that I really liked.
I and did yeah. like Go On when it was on for like a week.
It was good. It was, and she had a better character in that show.
I think any character is probably better to play than a maid.
And her first line is, she's dusting, and... there's a framed picture of the kid from the movie Mask. because that's something that Seth Green just has in his apartment.
He really likes Jim Carrey, man. He's a big fan.
That's the wrong mask movie. that's you're thinking of the Jim Carrey movie, The Mask.
Yeah.
The movie was, it's just Mask.
It's just Mask. I'm thinking of a different thing.
Yes, it's
this is
it's
embarrassing.
About,
I'm embarrassed.
It's about a guy whose face is deformed.
Yeah, and Mask.
No. There's no actual mask involved in the movie Mask.
Oh. Is it a horror movie?
No, I think it's more like a coming-of-age tale. I don't know.
Because whenever you say mask and there's no actual mask involved, I just think of, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He's wearing skin.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. This is completely off-topic. Continue.
Anyway.
You had to film educate me.
I don't know. It's about, like, an ugly kid whose face is deformed. So
okay.
She... picks up the photo, and she goes over to Seth Green's dad, and she says in broken English, "This you?"
Oh man, that's immediately.
It's bad. So anyway, the main plot of the pilot is Seth Green's dad comes to visit because it's his birthday
yeah.
on Friday. And Seth Green is like, I don't like my dad.
Yeah, and they're like competing to see whose dad is worse.
And then they have like lunch together in a diner.
Yeah.
And the main problem with that is that the scene beforehand, they like over-explain the scene that
yeah.
owns it.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I wonder who's going to pay for the check. I bet there's going to be a long silence. I bet they're going to nudge the check to each other. Oh, I bet. And then the scene plays out
exactly
how they explained
the,
it.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Nope.
They don't add anything onto the scene. It is to it.
I think they just, like, only had, like, 6 minutes of ideas, so they had to, like, fill in space.
And Seth Green just fucking overacts every single line. Oh my god.
I think he's too comfortable with being a voice actor. Like, he's been a voice actor for so long.
for, For years. Just for years.
I'm surprised that he, like, doesn't talk like his character on...
Chris Griffin.
Yeah, that's his name. Can you imagine? That would be hilarious.
Like, he'll... Like, when they're explaining how bad their dads are, Seth Green would be like, oh, my dad, he finds a way to clear his throat through 50 minutes of a 90-minute movie. He acts out clearing his throat as if we don't know what clearing your throat sounds like.
You sounded like Yoda. Sounded just like Yoda. Oh my god. I'm sorry.
Mel will be like, my dad is a light kiss on the lips guy. He acts out like kissing on the lips.
Yeah, that's... I just don't like how... Like, his mannerisms are also, like, really awkward. He'll always, like shrug his shoulders and stuff. And just, like, it's really awkward to watch him move around a set.
And then, the actual, birthday party comes by.
Mm-hmm.
And things get a little bit crazy. Because these dads...
are out of control. Spooky.
Well, actually, before that, I want to talk about, like, another scene in the beginning when Warner comes home and his nagging wife is like, your father made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich today. And then it cuts to, like, a messy kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dad comes out and he's wearing, like, just a towel.
Yes.
He's like... hey, son, you're, like, this is your social security number, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, why? Because if I use mine, the IRS is going to be on here like flies on a hail. And then there's, like, a weird, like, joke that all the people that Warner's dad talks to have businessman names. Which is a weird, specific joke to make.
Yeah, it's like I noticed, I was like, why is this joke... It's like, okay, everything else in this show was so, like, broad and, like, classic sitcom joke, but then it was just, like, this random-ass specific joke, and I was like, what? Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I have a phone call with Warner Briggs. And then, like, the audience laughs, like, ha 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 ha. And then his towel, like, falls off in, like, the most awkward way possible.
Yeah.
He does that, like, that classic, like, sitcom framing, where mm-hmm. it's like, oh my god, he's naked. But you know he's not really naked.
Yeah.
And then he just goes like, well, now that you all seen it, I don't need to wear a towel. God. That's...
I hope I'm not comfortable when I'm his age. Just you know.
I hope I'm that comfortable, like, before I'm that age, like, when I'm, like, 30.
This is what they mean by business casual, right?
Ayo.
Got him. I should write for dads.
We should both write for dads.
I think the show would be exponentially better if two teenage bloggers... Oh, wait, no, shit, you're not teenage anymore. Just kidding.
I'm an adult.
I'm an adult, too, technically. Getting off on them technicalities. So, anyway.
Near the end, things get a little bit emotional, yeah. I have to say. A bit of a quiet moment in the show. Because Seth Green, he gets mad at his dad for being annoying, and he gave Seth a picture of himself for a birthday present. So he's like, Dad. But then...
That's so unthoughtful of you.
But then, like, Dad, it turns out that his house, his condo, was taken by the bank. He doesn't have a home.
Mm-hmm.
And so Seth is like, okay, you can come live with me. It's not too late. We can, like, still have a healthy father-son bond, I guess. And then And then Warner's thing with his dad is that he feels too bad, like, about, like, telling him to, like, stop bothering him. Because, mm-hmm. like, I can't say no to him. He's like a puppy with a briefcase.
Yeah.
And then at one point, he was literally a puppy.
With like, a briefcase.
Warner's son. It was... So, I don't know. Like, before the episode, I was like, there's probably going to be, like, some type of joke where, like, they do drugs by accident, but that doesn't happen in the pilot. But then, like, in the, like, the next time on Dads, that literally does happen.
That's just, like, a classic, like, if there's an old person in a sitcom, they're gonna accidentally do drugs. That's just, like, the main, what's it called, motif of most sitcoms. They have to have that one episode.
Happened on That 70s Show garage sale episode. Well, that was really well done.
Yeah, because, you know, That 70s Show was an actually good show.
It was the best show.
We know you go hard for That 70s Show, John.
So hard. I watched all 200 episodes in a month.
Very, very proud of you.
Please
I've
don't
said me. This multiple times.
My grade suffered.
But, like, the thing about this show is that I only really continued to watch it for two reasons. One, I knew I was going to do this podcast. And two, I just like looking at Giovanni Ribisi. He's a good-looking fella.
Right, good point.
But, you know, about both of them, the laugh tracks are just, like...
Oh, my God.
So severely off-putting that I can't even...
The loudest laugh track, I feel like laugh tracks are getting louder and louder.
They're, like, aggressive. They're, like... So aggressive. And the actors are, like... stunned for like you just you know what I'm saying they're like stunned for a second. They're like, okay, let's wait for this obviously not that funny joke to get 5 minutes of laugh time.
Yes. And I feel like Fox is getting a lot better with comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Because NBC has been like steadily decreasing.
Yeah.
And Fox has kind of been picking up the slack. I mean, the new show on Fox, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, is really good.
Yeah.
It's probably, like, my favorite new comedy this year. And then we have New Girl, Season 3, The Mindy Project, Season 2. They're both really solid shows, both with lead females.
Yes, in it. Classy female leads.
Which brings me back to the days...
I go hard for New Girl.
Parks and Rec and 30 Rock... was like the double team of NBC Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Just Power Ladies. Boom, boom.
Power Ladies are my favorite. I go
Mine
hard
too.
For them.
Most of my role models are female characters in sitcoms.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch a lot of sitcoms. It's very, very sad. I haven't watched all of a sitcom since like I was like 10.
Like, everywhere from Elaine Bennis to Katie Foreman, they are my heroes.
Yeah.
But I feel like Dad's is, like, the one show on their Tuesday night lineup that they need to get rid of.
Yeah. It's, there's, it's like, we've had enough of you white men. Just please leave. Forever.
Just in general, not just on television, but
yeah,
just in
not
general.
Just on television. I mean, like, where does it end? Like, I have to deal with this in real life, and then you're also on my television. It's like, just shut up. Just shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth, and everything's gonna be okay.
Like you're petting a horse, just like
shh. It's gonna be okay. As you like. Put it down, like, you get your shotgun and you're like, shh, it's gonna be okay. Then you, like, shoot it in the head and you're like, it's okay. It's like, shh.
Just like the ending of Mice and Men.
Yes.
God. This is the second time in TV Shark's history where A Mice and Men is referenced.
Yeah, we need to stop talking about mercy killing because it's kind of a bummer. Sorry, guys.
We're sorry.
We'll stop talking about murdering. I was going to say innocent, but nah, they're not that innocent. He killed a person. Not that okay. Innocent.
Bow. And on that note, we go over to Mom.
Mom's. Oh, that cold boy. Opening. Just straight into the nervous breakdown of Anna Faris.
The immediately
just dropped us in.
Just rock bottom.
I felt it. I felt the pain. I was like, this is my life in 10 years. Truly.
Yeah.
Crying into a Caesar salad.
I feel like they could have gone a more subtle way.
Yeah, I agree.
Have her, like, just openly, violently sob while waitressing. Because I feel like that's poor service.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't give her a decent tip.
No.
I mean, I've had worse, but kind of a bummer when I'm trying to propose to my fiance at this fancy restaurant. So,
I mean, you know what they're talking about, right? I mean, just like a woman to, you know, not keep her personal life out of her job. Am I right, fellas? Am I right? Am I right?
Hashtag relatable posts.
This show was co-created by Chuck Lorre.
My favorite. Can I get an amen?
Two and a half men.
Got him. That was a good joke. Oh my god. I watched it and then I watched the credits and I saw the end and I was like, that makes so much sense.
Yes, the mastermind, the genius behind Two and a Half Men and Emmy-winning Big Bang Theory.
Emmy-winning. Fantastic. Just fully deserved that award.
Who the hell is Louis C.K.? I'm giving my award to Jim Parsons.
Oh, Jim Parsons. Okay.
So anyway.
Yeah.
I like Anna Faris.
Yeah.
I do.
I like her as well.
I mean, I think she was probably the best part in the Scary Movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love Allison Janney. I mean, who doesn't love Allison Janney?
Is that Bonnie or?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I like her too.
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Yes.
That's the only thing I saw her in. But I've seen it like 100 times.
What? She was in,
I think she was in The West Wing.
She was, but there's like a movie I saw her in. You keep talking, I will find out.
Oh, she was in, I believe most recently, like, Struck by Lightning, which is Chris Colfer's movie.
Oh, yeah, because I just love Chris Colfer's stuff. She was the mom in Juno. That's what I know her from.
Oh, yeah. Juno. Yeah. I love Juno.
Yeah, that's
I didn't like Struck by Lightning.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, so.
It's a movie about Chris Colfer. He plays this high school teen named Carson Phillips, and he hates everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he kind of reminds me of me in high school, which is already really bad, because I was an asshole in high school. I had that, like, attitude that was, like, bitter from being, like, a dumb gay teen.
Is he super gay?
And just being like, I can't get a boyfriend. Everybody here all likes Katy Perry. I don't like you all. That was me, and I'm... Like, now that I'm in college, I see how awful I was just all 4 years.
I wasn't awful until, like, junior year. And I'm probably being awful
right now. And I won't find that out until I graduate, but I'm doing my best to be a good person. But Carson Phillips is that type of guy. And he's like, everybody else around me is dumb. I want to work for the New Yorker or something like that. And he's like a member of like the Writers Club. And what he does is he bribes people. No, not he doesn't bribe. He blackmails people into submitting for like his big literary magazine, because that's what he needs to do to get into a good college. And what he does is like he tricks a girl into like sending him lingerie pics and then blackmails her with it, which is a very, I want to say, like, bad guy move on his part. We're supposed to, like, root for him or something. I don't know. Half the time it feels like we're supposed to root for him. We're supposed to, like, not like him. I don't know if Chris Colfer was going for, like, the hero or the anti-hero. It's very weird. And, like, half of the story was, like, Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney. I don't know.
They're whatever. The same person.
Just like the SNL sketch. Just like doing stuff, and then it was just like exhausting. It was like really poorly paced, and it was just like, I don't know, it was just like mostly boring, and Rebel Wilson was there, and when she's in the right role, she can be amazing, but this was just like, when is this gonna end? Oh my god, it's only 80 minutes. And then, like the title suggests, he gets struck by lightning and he dies.
Oh my god. Isn't this what Chris Colfer write this?
Yeah, he wrote it.
Oh, okay.
Like, he wrote it himself.
Oh, man.
And there was a scene in the movie where, like, he's in algebra class. And the math teacher was like, today we're going to learn about, like, the imaginary number I. And then Carson was like, oh, hold up. We're going to learn about imaginary numbers now? What? Why don't you teach us something useful, like how to balance a checkbook? It's simple addition and subtraction. Carson, don't need to learn how to balance a checkbook in a math class.
It's called being a human being.
You can Google it.
Yeah, Google
it. In 5 seconds, you will learn it.
Yeah, you dumb millennial.
Goddamn millennials. Didn't you see that Time magazine cover?
Yeah, you're ruining this country.
All they do is lie down and take selfies. That me generation.
But, like, that's so me, though. Like, I feel bad making fun of them, but you know how many selfies I post. I am... Oh, my God.
So, Mom.
Yeah, let's talk about, I don't know, maybe what we're talking about.
Enough about that C-minus movie. Let's talk about the D-minus show.
A solid D-minus. Okay, I am not going to lie to you. I actually liked this one better than Dad's. I preferred Mom.
Yeah, same here. I felt like it was a little bit more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
But I also felt
it
like
it wasn't the show, subtle, but it was a little more subtle.
It was a little more subtle, but I feel like it also, I felt like, had more recognizable actors in it too.
Mm-hmm.
They had Anna Faris, Allison Janney, John Cryer made like a special
that was
guest
so
appearance.
Stupid though,
he had like one line and it wasn't funny.
I resented that.
It wasn't
so
a funny
much.
Line. It was just like, I'll have this right here. And then
she's like, that's a dead chicken that you get slapped in the face with, or something like that.
And then John Cryer just made, like, a weird, funny face. And then cussed.
And then they laughed for, like, 10 minutes. That was, like, 10 minutes of the show.
Like, when they first saw John Cryer, like, they immediately started cheering.
And he had the most awkward look on his face, like, please stop clapping. Like, John Cryer looks like he hates his life. Like, I feel so bad for him. It's like, what happened to that innocent ducky we once knew? He's now dead.
I feel like he got lost on his way to the set of Two and a Half Men. And that's what happened.
Like, he felt, like, his body just feel lighter. And he's like, oh, it's because my soul left my body as soon as I stepped on this set.
So anyway, the reason why Anna Faris was crying at the beginning was because someone told her that she was a good waitress.
Oh my god, how dare they?
And that made her sad because she didn't want to be a waitress. She wanted to be a psychologist.
Mm-hmm. Even though she didn't graduate high school.
And then also, French Stewart, you know, plays that.
I could not look at him.
Plays a chef.
The whole time, because I was just like, there's something so wrong with this.
Just French Stewart making that French stew art. Boom.
You've been holding on to that one for 45 minutes, haven't you?
Since probably like hours.
I would have done like French toast, so you're better than me. I'm very proud of that joke.
So he's literally just going around the kitchen making snarky one-liners.
Yeah, and it's like okay, a snarky one-liner is supposed to be a one-liner. You can't keep making them. Like, there's no such thing as a snarky paragraph, French Stewart.
It's just like, oh, more salt and butter there. The customers only need to live long enough to pay the bill.
Yeah, that one was so stupid, like, because it was like, oh my god, that one was, I cringed when he did that one.
And then, so yeah, and then there's Gabriel, who is Anna Faris' love interest. But he's married.
Never heard that one. To someone, an unlikable female character. That's new. He was in, I don't know if you ever watched The United States of Tara.
Oh, I watched that movie. What was he?
He was that. It was a show, John.
Well, I know. I watched the show. I know what the show was. I'm joking. I've seen all the episodes. I loved it.
I'm really bad at characters' names, and I'm sorry about that. But the daughter of Tara.
Yeah.
She, like, just, first of all, she just walked into a job and got a job immediately, yeah, which is like, okay, fuck you.
Welcome to Obama's America.
Yeah. Welcome to the recession, bitch. Anyway, her manager is like, is the guy from Mom. And yeah, he was the manager and he was like really creepy and he took like naked pictures of her while she was sleeping and like refused to leave her alone. And so like the whole time that was all I could think of. And I was like, oh my god, this is so funny. I forgot that
storyline.
it was a really good storyline in,
I only remember, like, Tara. I only remember, like, the gay kid.
Yeah. Because
I could relate to him.
Like, yeah, and then he did that stupid, John Green fucking movie. I know it wasn't by John Green, but it was a very John Green type movie.
Was it Perks?
No. It was, it had Zach Galifianakis in it.
Oh, It's Kind of a Funny Story.
Yeah, that one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
I think it had Emma Roberts in it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, which, who was in, that new
American Horror Story?
American Horror Story, which I'm really into. Yeah.
I don't watch that show because it's too scary.
Yeah, you're but a baby, I watched, like, but I respect
first,
you.
I watched the first episode today, actually.
Of the third season or the first season?
Of the first season.
The first season sucks.
It was on Netflix Instant, and I saw it, and I was like, that old lady really is a racist.
That's the first thing you notice immediately. Yeah. She does not get any less racist, just a heads up.
I wasn't planning on her being less racist.
No. There's definitely more gay guys. Anyway, we're really bad at staying on topic.
Yeah, so Gabriel is, like, I don't know, like a shift manager or something there.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, the secret affair because Gabriel is married and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And also, Anna Faris has two children. Her daughter is, how you say, promiscuous.
Yeah.
I guess.
Which is not what they use in the show.
No, Anna Faris said easy lay.
Yeah, which is just like, okay.
Also, the beginning of that scene, she's listening to, like, positive affirmations on tape.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as, like, the voice in the tape says, positive affirmations, the crowd just goes crazy. Like, the crowd starts laughing. They're just like, ha ha, she hates herself.
Yeah, that's so hilarious. I love when people hate themselves.
She needs self-help. I mean,
it's like when they're like, she's an Alcoholic Anonymous, they're like, ah, ha, 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 like evil, like, laughter.
It's been 118 days since I had my last drink.
Oh man, just so great.
So yeah. So she had a daughter, like, when she was, like, young,
mm-hmm.
and she said to her daughter, like, and don't take this wrong way, but it ruined my life. That's the worst thing ever. I feel like this show should have been, like, a serious drama.
Yeah, no, I totally got that vibe, because it was like the whole time it was, like, serious, 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 and then Anna Faris would, like, make a funny face and be like, it would be like an I Love Lucy moment. She'd be like, oh, God. But it was like all serious, and then she'd just be like, oh, kill me. And it's like, that's okay. This is a comedy.
Oh, and it's a day's pay for this. Ah, ha, ha, ha. I'm living from paycheck to paycheck.
I know. It's like, ha, ha, yeah, I mean.
Ha, ha, ha. My children hate me. They're going to grow to be fucked up.
It's pretty weird. Can we talk about Badger?
Oh, Badger.
I was so excited because I didn't know, and then I was like, oh my God, Badger! And he plays, like, a deadbeat pothead father, and I'm like, dude, that's my favorite character! I went so hard for him, like, I'm so glad. Like, I was like, he's the only reason I got through it. I was like, okay, Badger's here. Everything's cool.
Such a shame that Badger never made it to Hollywood to sell that Star Trek script.
Because he would have made bank.
Ah, totally.
Oh my God.
Oh, I can't believe I'm getting beaten by this Vulcan. And then Uhura walks in, and she's got her points. Oh my God.
I wonder if someone transcribed that and put it up on fanfiction.net.
Someone made, like, an animated version of it, like, the day after.
Oh man. Breaking Bad fans. They're great.
The best. So yeah, so Badger.
I still don't understand how, like, okay, because her son seems like he's, like, of a different race. How do I say that? Like, not racist.
Of a different ethnicity. I feel
white.
I thought
so
the same way, too.
I'm like, I guess he's just really tan? I don't know.
So tan, you know.
I don't
know,
maybe
miss...
they did, like, so many drugs that they got, like, mixed up at the hospital or something. Because that kid is definitely a lot smarter than both his parents.
It's, you know, that show, that ABC Family program, Switched at Birth. Maybe it's that scenario.
Maybe.
Where Anna Faris' son is actually a deaf girl.
Maybe they're just both Lindsay Lohan. That's probably what it is.
Yes.
But I don't know. What these two shows definitely have in common is the misogynist attitudes. Just one does it where there's
absolutely
no women, and then the other does it with, like, women hating women, which is almost worse.
Absolutely. Like, Anna Faris is having, like, an affair with, like, the guy, the Gabriel, but when, like, Allison Janney does it with Greg the waiter,
yeah,
Anna Faris is like, what a whore.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, what? I think she was joking at that point. She was like, oh, going out with a married man? What a whore. And then she, like, put her hands in her... I mean, she put her head in her hands. Like, she was so disappointed, and everyone just laughed and laughed because her life was a mess, and she's so alone. Which is hilarious.
So hilarious.
Yeah. Inner despair is just my favorite. Just, but I'm talking about, like, Anna Faris... his character, like, blatantly slut-shaming her own daughter when it's, like...
Absolutely.
It's, like, chick, like, first of all, how old is she? Like, probably, like, 16 or 17. It's, like... Yeah, they're probably...
Literally, all it is like, a vicious cycle.
Yeah. Of, like, she's, like, I hate my mom. My mom never let me do anything. And then she's, like... Hey, daughter, you can't do anything, and also you're a slut. And she's like, well, why does my mom hate me? And then it's like, I don't know.
And then it turns out that Anna Faris's daughter might be pregnant.
Ooh.
Ooh. Didn't see that coming.
This has never happened in a sitcom before.
Ever.
No, but I just loved how, like, she was just like, oh, by the way, your daughter might be pregnant. Bye!
Bye!
See you later!
Catch you on the flip side, Marvel.
Oh, man. Sitcoms are so great. I wish my real life was a sitcom.
Absolutely.
But it kind of is. There's just no laugh track.
I know. Mine feels that way, too. Only.
I'm glad it doesn't have a laugh track, because laugh tracks are the devil. I'm going to write an essay about how much I hate laugh tracks. My mom actually, like, talked to me intensely about how much she loved laugh track. I mean, how much she hated laugh tracks for, like, 20 minutes today. She was like, the machine, man. They, like, they push a button and they present human sounds, but they're not really there. And I'm like, Mom, are you on acid right now? Should I be worried? She's like, no, I'm just sick of the corporate machine.
Oh, that reminds me. At one point, Anna Faris is like, to her mom, she's like, I saw you lick cocaine crumbs out of the couch.
It's like, okay.
Oh my God. So she was addicted to cocaine?
Oh, she's, and she's like, addicted to all kinds of drugs, and she's like,
she cooked meth?
Yeah, she cooked meth.
Serious stuff.
It's like, I don't think that's what happened. She would be looking a little more rough. Maybe be in jail.
Most likely in jail.
She would not be able to get a date with Greg because she probably would not have all her teeth. I don't know. I think
she
might have been exaggerating.
That's the magic of white people on television.
White people look so good all the time. It's crazy. And I don't mean just representation.
We have fun.
We do. Just so great. Our message is some of our best friends are white. We're not being reverse racist here. Sorry, guys.
I've dated white guys before. It's okay for me to say that.
My parents are white, so...
Most of my teachers are white. Well, that's not true. I'm in a very diverse college.
Yeah, I am too.
There just happens to be, like, a white student union just forming this year.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, you live in one of them racist states.
Yes. It actually just started, this year, but this guy, his name is Patrick Sharp. He's from Alabama. And
it was
all over the news, like, a couple months ago. It started, like, a bit, it's not recognized by the college.
Yeah, naturally.
But it's a white student union because it was like, you know, all of the black people get their own union. Latinos. Why not us white people? You know, why not throw us a bone?
Yeah, it's kind of racist to not have, you know, a white supremacy group, right? It's like, if those other races think that they're, that they're the best, I mean, we can be the best too. It's not like we've ever been the best before in our entire lives.
And this is a true story. My friend, she's from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows stuff? She saw him on campus one time. I haven't seen him yet. Or I don't think I've seen him because he has, like, the most basic average white guy face.
Yeah.
I, probably...
I bet his name's, like, so Ryan or so Tyler funny. Or something.
Yeah, his name is Patrick.
Patrick. Classic white guy name.
But she saw him, and she told me that she laughed right at his face. She made eye contact with them and then just laughed, and then that's it.
Oh my god.
But
I hope he's happy. I hope he's living a good life.
There's actually, like, an anti-group that formed out of it. Just like an anti-white student union that formed.
Mm-hmm.
Because Georgia State Union is 35% white people.
Yeah.
So they're actually kind of the minority here. So
as it should be in real life.
So it kind of wasn't smart for him to do that, you know, in downtown Atlanta. Of all places, really. So let's recap.
Yes.
On the shows, Dads and Mom. What do you think about this new trend of family-oriented comedy?
I mean, I'm not mad at it. I just hope in the future we might be able to... I think they should try harder until they get it right.
They should absolutely try harder.
Right, like, now, it's just not cutting it.
I feel like every new show on NBC is going to get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on Welcome to the Family. I really want to talk about this.
Yes.
The first scene of the first episode, you see like a girl, like a teenage girl, like texting at her own graduation, which you're not allowed to do.
Nope, absolutely not. They took my phone from me.
Absolutely, same here. I mean, with good reason.
Yeah.
You should get off your phone because you're graduating.
Exactly, it's kind of important.
You should pay attention. For, like, it's 45 minutes. You can get through it.
Yeah, you're fine, but
just wait until they call your name, get up, shake your hand, grab the empty diploma case.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, grab that ass or something. I was, like, almost wishing that you would.
Actually, at our graduation, you had to grab the ass to graduate.
Actually, like, I'm not going to lie to you right now. When I hugged I hugged everyone on stage instead of just shaking their hands. Because, you know, I'm a quirky character. And I actually accidentally grabbed my principal's butt. And, like, I still think about it all the time. It was a really nice butt.
I bet it was.
Anyway.
Got to get that principal bootang. Look out for my single principal bootay dropping next week.
That's the next topic. We're just going to talk about principals' asses for like 3 hours.
But anyway, the girl is texting, you know, and then Michael Malley and his wife, they're like, oh, look at her. She's texting. It's graduation or whatever. She's texting. And then meanwhile, at a separate graduation ceremony at a different location, this guy, he comes up, he's going to give his valedictorian speech, and he's in the middle of it, and then his phone goes off.
Oh, man.
And he answers it in mid-speech, mind you. He checks his messages mid-valedictorian speech. And the text just says, I'm pregnant. So the girl texted. Not only did she text the news to the father, I'm pregnant, but she did it during her graduation, and during his graduation, and during his valedictorian speech.
Like, could this not wait, like, 45 minutes? Or could you not have done this before?
They had a scene together the very next scene. They could have easily done that. You got to tell it face to face. Or at least talk to each other on the phone, a bare minimum.
During graduation.
Just FaceTime.
Hold on, guys. Hey, babe, what's up? Oh, nothing. Just, you know.
Giving
my valedictorian speech. Oh, what's up? Oh, you pregnant? Oh, hold up.
And then after he receives the text, he doesn't say anything. He just walks away.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, that's the story. It's a smart Latino boy knocked up a dumb white girl. She's literally, like, stupid. She doesn't even know the word patriarchal.
Wow.
Like, all throughout the episode is, like, it's totally patriarchal. It's like, don't you mean patriarchal? Yeah, I guess.
It's like, wow, that's probably why she conforms to it. Oh, I actually don't know if she conforms to it or not.
I don't know, not really.
Okay, that's good.
But the show is like a Latino family just arguing with Michael O'Malley's family. And this is going to sound weird, but I'd rather Michael O'Malley just stick with Glee. Because at least his character is like more defined.
Who is this person?
Michael O'Malley.
And he is the dad, Kurt's dad?
Yes.
Okay, I see now.
And then, you know, it's been a tough year for Michael O'Malley. First, Blaine proposes to his gay son, and then a Latino boy proposes to his dumb daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... so many teen weddings going on.
He does not have the best of luck.
In Michael O'Malley's life.
Yeah.
He just wishes he could just be back in the 90s hosting Guts. He wishes he could just take all these problems and just push them over to Mo.
We've all just had like a fever dream and like Michael O'Malley's gonna wake up and be like, oh my god, thank god. Worst dream of my entire life.
You know, he just takes it one day at a time, you know. It's always gonna be another aggro crack. It's always gonna be... It's the climb. You just gotta watch out for falling rocks.
Oh,
snow. Gotta get a piece of that rock.
That reminds me of the cocaine crumbs in my couch pillows. Like, first, okay, if you're gonna do cocaine, don't do it on a throw pillow.
Absolutely.
Because that's a way to make a mess, man. Truly.
I mean, don't you learn anything by watching, like, 80s movies? You gotta do it on, like, a small mirror with a rolled up $100 bill.
Your razor blade. No, you gotta have your $100 bill, because like if you ain't rich, you ain't doing it right. And that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be a rich, high powered businessman. Is gotta start and it's like. Woo! Yeah! This rock and roll.
Yes.
Corporate world. American Psycho.
You gotta have like a really, really wide tie.
So wide. It has to take up your entire shirt.
Your body has to be shaped like a triangle because your shoulder pads are so large.
You have to have suspenders.
They
absolutely.
It's not complete. Your cocaine experience is not complete unless you have pinstripes and 500 buttons. That's just the facts.
You just gotta be like Johnson, don't fuck me over with that Wexler account.
Oh, man.
Hey, after this meeting, want to go to the strip club?
Day drinking is completely okay.
I feel like now we're getting into Mad Men territory.
Oh, yeah.
Which is 1960s.
Yeah, well, day drinking has been okay for about 500 years, so...
For forever.
Yeah, day drinking is always good.
Yeah, you know, it's like that song, you know, like, that day dream drinker, yes, I'll have a vodka.
Pretty sure you're making this up.
Look it up.
No, I think I'm pretty sure you, I don't want to embarrass you, but I'm pretty sure you just made up a song.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure.
I just Googled it, and it's real.
I don't know. I mean, but I think you may have a hit on your hands.
You think so? I could do, like, a cover for my new album.
Oh, I thought you were admitting that it was made up, but no, you said cover. Damn it. Got me again. Foiled my plans.
Absolutely. So I think that's the show. We just hit the 1 hour mark, I believe.
Okay, well.
So, that's it for TV Sharks. I think the final consensus here is that TV sitcoms need to try harder at not being garbage.
Because as of now, it's a 100% garbage zone that we're
doing. It's at critical mass garbage.
Yeah, that's, yeah. If there was a scale, we'd be in the red zone, and I'm scared.
Absolutely. The danger zone.
It's talking about 80s businessmen.
Watch Archer on FX.
Yeah.
Or I believe it's FXX now for comedy shows.
It's almost XXX if you get what I'm saying. Dirty, actually, dirty joke.
There's going to be a new show on FXX next year called Chosen, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Bobby Moynihan in it. It's an animated show, so it's just his voice. But he plays a gay white rapper fresh out of prison.
Oh my god, how excited are you?
Very excited.
I can imagine.
I don't know which voice he's gonna go for. Gay voice or black voice?
Oh man. gay gangster. This is exciting. I'm excited.
But so yeah, it's pretty bad. So that's the show. And let's do a couple plugs.
Okay. So, I have another podcast that I'm a part of with my friend Alex, and we are more film-oriented.
Yes.
And we just started up. We're called the Teen Dirtbags. And, you know, shoot on over there, support. If you like, you know, if you thought, oh, wow, this person's really cool. I like hearing them talk. Go hear me talk some more.
Yeah.
We only have one episode up so far, and it's significantly shorter. So maybe if you have a short attention span, you might like us a little better.
Absolutely.
I mean, not better. I didn't mean to. This is the best. But no, yeah.
Absolutely. And where else can we find you?
Oh, you can find me, you know, I'm at zuul.co.vu. I have one of those special domains. Yeah. And
yes.
That's pretty much it.
And then you can find me at, and this is pretty big, I just bought a domain name.
Yes.
From GoDaddy, which I always thought just sold softcore pornography.
Yeah, well,
because
that
that's
too.
All their ads are.
Yeah.
They
ooh,
never show
female
someone.
Race car drivers. That just makes me think of owning a website. How about you?
She's like, oh, I'm going to show my boobs. See more at GoDaddy.com. And then when you go on to GoDaddy, it's just buy a domain name.
Yeah, it's like, I bet the URL, like, bigboobies.com has been taken just because someone was searching for big boobies.
So you can now find me at johnbutter.com.
Wow.
JONBUTTER.com. Pretty big deal.
Okay.
And you can find us at the podcast site at tvsharks.podomatic.com. And our main blog is tvsharks.tumblr.com. And I have to say, I think that's it. John, did you want to say something? Because you've been silent, like, this whole time.
Oh, yeah,
we never introduced him. My boyfriend was in the room the entire time, listening in on the conversation, but he did not say one word.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
I've been waiting for my introduction.
I'm sorry, I never introduced you.
We gave like, a pause where I thought you were going to be introduced, but it was just awkward for, like, 2 seconds, so I was just like, and I'm Jesse!
I'm so sorry, I'm a bad boyfriend.
I think you just didn't take his cue, honestly, if I'm being honest here.
He's just shy.
And I'm John, too.
And he's got a blog, too.
Just phone that in.
He's got a blog, too.
Just edit that in, and then, like, you can record him saying stuff like, yeah, and, oh, yeah, I agree, and just fill that in awkwardly in between.
I'm probably not going to do that.
Yeah.
I have some studio audience laughter. Pull it into my voice.
But you can find him at gojohnsane.tumblr.com, and his name is spelled differently from my name. His name has an H in it.
Like a normal person.
Yes, sadly, with the loss of an H, I was turned into a monster of a person. I'm no longer the same if I had been named John with an H.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's the show.
Yes.
I think it was a really good show. Amanda wasn't here, but you can find her at worldfamousprofessor.tumblr.com. Because she's super cool. So, that's the show. Bye, everybody. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. John here. Just a reminder that TV Sharks is now on iTunes. You can go there. You can subscribe. You can rate. You can leave a review. We love validation. Yay.